This is Al Simpson. Just how are we going to best be able to reduce our nation's budget deficit? The National Economic Commission will be making its bipartisan recommendations in the weeks ahead. Ted Kennedy and I will face off on their task in a moment. Ted, Congress created a National Economic Commission to recommend ways so we in Congress can reduce the federal deficit. Last spring, we spent several days hacking around on what should be included in looking at the true deficit picture. You voted against taking the highway trust funds off budget. You voted the same way about the Postal Service trust funds and military and civil service retirement trust funds. And yet when we exclude those funds, the deficit is closer to $240 billion, so much greater than the reported deficit. Not honest, is it, Ted? The work of the National Economic Commission is so vitally important. We just cannot continue to hide behind the present surpluses of some of the various trust funds. The Commission will force us to take an honest look at what we must do, Ted.
Al, that's why we appointed a bipartisan national commission to make recommendations on the deficit, to avoid just your sort of demagoguery and know-nothing economics. The various trust funds you just mentioned are as much a part of the federal budget as any other type of program. Economists agree that it would be wrong to take the highway trust fund, the retirement funds, and any other federal programs out of the budget. Creating off-budget spending like that destroys the budget process, Al. It's hard enough as it is to come up with sensible economic policies without making the job harder by playing shell games with the trust funds. The budget process went smoothly in this election year, largely because both sides agreed to sweep the issue under the rug until 1989. The Deficit Commission, the President, and the Congress all face tough choices next year, Al. Don't make the task any tougher with far-out talk about putting trust funds outside the budget. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.